All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
It's Thursday, September 17th. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. These are some of the stories we're following. Both presidential candidates visiting Minnesota tomorrow will be focused on the Northland. Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign has announced he'll tour and speak at a union training center in Duluth tomorrow afternoon. 146 miles away and a few hours later, Republican President Donald Trump is set to hold an airport hangar rally in Bemidji. Recent polling shows Biden with a lead in Minnesota. Starting next month, dozens of St. Paul families affected by the pandemic will begin getting a guaranteed monthly income of $500 from the city. Nina Moyney has more.
Mayor Melvin Carter's People's Prosperity Pilot Program will guarantee 150 families $500 a month. The program uses federal CARES Act coronavirus relief dollars and grants to help low-income families for 18 months. City Council members delayed approving the program for a week over concerns the program would disqualify families from receiving other financial aid. After city staff assured council members there would be no such complications, they passed the program unanimously. City staff reports nearly one quarter of St. Paul residents have applied for unemployment benefits since the start of COVID-19. I'm Nina Moyney.
In other news, the officers of the 3rd Police Precinct in Minneapolis will continue to work out of the Minneapolis Convention Center. That's after negotiations between the owner of a warehouse in South Minneapolis that could have been a temporary headquarters and the city broke down. That decision was announced yesterday, shortly before a city council committee was supposed to have signed off on the lease. There were protests planned outside the temporary site and at an address protesters thought was the owner's residence. Minneapolis police also say there were threats to the building itself, including a threat to burn it down. Community activists yesterday held a celebration after the news was announced. A decision could come today on whether there will be Big Ten college volleyball, women's soccer, and other fall sports. That on the heels of the conference's reversal yesterday on the football season. The conference, which includes the University of Minnesota, postponed the football season back in August, citing the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, the conference voted to restart the college football season a month from now. And the governing body of Minnesota High School Sports is reconsidering its decision to cancel fall sports. The Minnesota State High School League will meet Monday to review the decision to cancel some fall sports in the face of COVID-19. Tim Nelson has more on that.
The league has already indicated it plans to poll schools about their approach to football and volleyball, both sports that may involve prolonged athlete proximity that puts them at risk for spreading the coronavirus. Ted Schultz has been the activity director for Minnetonka Public Schools for more than a decade and says he will urge the league to bring back football and volleyball. He says precautions will work.
Temp checks, distancing going on. I feel it's as safe a place as going down to the local grocery store or to a restaurant. We are doing the best we can. Our coaches and our kids have been great so far. So the data has shown me, again, I'm speaking only for Minnetonka, that we can provide a safe product.
Schultz also said that he remains concerned about the impact of moving sports to spring for multi-sport athletes. He said football fields may also not be playable as snow melts. I'm Tim Nelson.
Twins beat the White Sox in Chicago last night, 5-1. Regional weather forecast, after a cold start to the day, there were temperatures in the 20s across northern Minnesota earlier. We're going to warm up, mid-50s, lower 60s under sunshine. Overnight lows, upper 20s, mid-30s in the north, upper 30s, mid-40s in the south. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunny skies, tad warmer, highs mid-50s, mid-60s. Weekend, Saturday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. And Sunday, highs will be in the 70s. A little bit of rain possible on Monday. Looking for more news right now? You can stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download the news app or just turn on the radio. Tim Nelson will be back later today with an afternoon version of Minnesota Today. Hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening. I'm Kathy Werzer.